Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum and welcome to the series Jinn and Jadu. In the previous discussion, we spoke about the various supplications or some of the supplications that we could recite for protection against the jinnat, the rebellious jinnat, the shayateen, Ayatul Kursi, Surah Ghafir, the opening verses, concluding verses of Surah Baqarah, the entire Surah Baqarah, the Mu'awwadhatayn, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, any portion of the Quran, because the Quran in itself and in its entirety is shifa. The ta'awudh, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, seeking protection from Allah, making wudu, performing salah, making dua, etc. Dhikr in general is a very good repellent. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah has said the greatest rescuer of the slave from shaitan is for the slave to constantly remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to never let your tongue stop remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in one hadith, Abdurrahman ibn Samura radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to us one day when we were in the Suffa in Medina. He approached us and said, I saw something wondrous yesterday. I saw a man of my community to whom the angel of death was coming to take his soul. His dutifulness to his parents came and turned the angel of death from him. So he was granted an extension in his life. I saw a man who was being racked by the punishment of the grave, and his wudu came and rescued him from that. I saw a man of my community surrounded by the devils, the shayateen. The remembrance of Allah came and drove these devils away from him, the shayateen. So dhikr, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, all these different forms of adhkar, seeking forgiveness from Allah, making tawbah. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, those who fear Allah, when a visitation of shaitan touches them, remember, and then they see clearly. They remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then they see clearly. Tadhakkaru, fa'idha hum mubsirun. Tadhakkaru, fa'idha hum mubsirun. So you remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you seek repentance from Allah, you seek forgiveness from Allah. Also, we need to avoid excess. Amongst the things that will keep the Muslim far from falling into the snares of the shayateen is to refrain from excess. Excess in words, excess in food, excess in socializing. Wherever you are extravagant and you overdo things, you're opening up the door for the devil. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not follow a glance with a glance. You allowed the first, but not the second. So that's in terms of excessive looking. In terms of excessive words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, min husni islam il mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Part of the excellence of a man's Islam is that he leaves what does not concern him. As far as excess is in food is concerned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man does not fill a worse vessel than his belly. Luqman alayhi salam said to his son, my son, when the intestines are full, reflection goes to sleep, wisdom falls silent, and the limbs cease to worship. Excessive socializing, you know, it attracts a lot of evil. You socialize to an extent. When you overdo it with socializing, then enmity sets in, rancor sets in, you end up saying something harmful, you end up inconveniencing someone. Then knowledge is also a great protection against the devil. فَقِيهٌ وَاحِدٌ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْ أَلْفِ عَابِدٍ. A hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a knowledgeable person is more hard on the devil than 1,000 worshippers, because the devil can't trick him as easily. Of course, the more knowledge you have, the more knowledgeable the devil that is allocated to you. But the more knowledge we have about Islam, the more difficult we make it for the devil to mislead us. And then last but not least, unity. Clinging to the community. See, the devil gets hold of the lone sheep, like the wolf will attack the lone sheep. When you're in a group, you have strength. When you're together, you're less vulnerable to being tempted from the devil. That's why we're encouraged to travel in groups, to sit in groups, not to be alone, because the idle mind is the devil's workshop. So we should always keep that sense of community. And that is a great way of protecting all of the individuals in that community against the devil, against the shayateen, the rebellious jinnat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.